morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Sheila Klesich and Kirsten Santos. They're with the Lookup Center in Newark. Beautiful start to the day, mix of sun and clouds. Not too bad at all. High going to get right up around 58, 59 degrees, and then it cools off this evening, cloudy chance of rain. And then tomorrow, not bad either. If you are heading out to the Buckeyes game, though, you might want to take an umbrella. Cloudy skies, scattered showers, high near 65. And Sheila, it was funny, you were coming in and you were saying, boy, it's hard to believe it's this time of the year, but it isn't for me. For you guys, I got to imagine this is a busy time. We're going to get in because I looked at your calendar. Do you guys take a breath? Do you take a time off to just kind of relax? Because it is very jam-packed.
Not much relaxing goes on at the Lookup Center, but we are closed for 2 weeks after the 19th, I believe, is our last day there. So it's kind of a refresher, and we take a breath and get ready to start January again. So, and January quiets down. Mm-hmm. You know, January and February is a little quieter, and that's when we start gearing up for our quarter auction. That'll be in April. So, you know, we do rest up a little bit after the holidays.
Well, you need it. I mean,
yes,
just,
you do.
Again, looking at all this, and it was funny because I was like, oh, I got to get you guys in because we're running a story about, hey, if you can make some donations to your meal, go ahead. 1,600 meals is what you think you're going to be passing out on Thanksgiving Day?
Yes, that's our goal. Last year, we were right around the 1,500 mark, and it does grow every year. So, you know, we're shooting. We might hit the 15,600, you know, somewhere around there, 56. What is that? How much is that? 1,560. Mm-hmm. That's my guess this year.
Okay.
But, you know, we never know for sure. But we're having enough food for 1,600 people. Kirsten's been running the turkey cooking list. Tell him about that, Kirsten.
I was going to ask how this works out.
So one thing that we ended up having to do last year was poor Sheila was cooking dozens of frozen turkeys every day leading up to Thanksgiving last year. It was smelled like turkey every day. Now, it was great at first, but then the closer you got to Thanksgiving, it's like, am I really going to actually enjoy on Thanksgiving because I've been smelling turkey for weeks? So we wanted to make sure we didn't run into that same thing. So we actually put it out on Facebook. Hey, if anybody could cook a turkey for us, that would be great. And we've had people send us emails, text messages, calls, all that to cook a turkey for us the week of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be doing that Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on their schedule, bringing it back in, ready to go. So we don't have to freeze it, unfreeze it. It's ready to go. And so we've had a lot of community help that way.
And
it's been
Kirsten,
great.
Tell them how many pounds of turkey that is that we need.
1,600 pounds.
Right. So we planned on, like one pound of turkey.
1,600 pounds.
So
yeah.
We're trying to shoot for 1,600.
That's a lot of butterballs.
That's a lot of butterballs. Yes, it is.
I mean, you name it.
That's, yep.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, about 20 pounds of turkey. That's like 80 something turkeys, but it depends.
Yeah.
Size. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about the hands to prepare these meals? I mean, in box.
It's 600 people touch this project. 600 people from the delivery drivers to just who donates and just anybody that touches it. It's a lot of people. And it is the happiest day on Thanksgiving when we box up the meals and then the drivers start lining up outside. And there are so many drivers for the routes that it goes out the door, clear down the sidewalk, like all the way to the stop sign. And when we open those doors for the drivers to check in, it is the happiest bunch of people. It gives you goosebumps to see their faces and grandparents show up with their children. Families come. You know, it's not just like a guy or woman walking in to deliver. It's a family-oriented type of delivery. And it's we have more drivers than we can even use. And so we ask the same people every year if they're going to do it. So it's, you know, selective kind of to be, it's a privilege to be able to be a route driver. And we appreciate them so much. It's really an amazing process.
How does that day work then? Take us through what time you're going to be there and kind of like when you finally go home yourself to enjoy your meal.
We have all the food ready early in the morning. So the turkey and the food is delivered chilled, like it's not hot, so we don't have to worry about any type of keeping it warm. So it's very cold. And then we form a big long line. We have the turkey, potatoes, gravy, beans, dessert station. And then all of us just grab a container and we walk through the line and somebody serves the food into the container. We close the container. It goes to the route table. So then they have the routes listed, like say someone has 8 on their route and they 8 boxes goes in a bag and it has a route number. It goes on the route table. And then when all the food's done, it only takes about 2 hours really to box it all. Then all the tables get set up and then there's route numbers 1 through, I can't remember. It's a high number, but say 1 through 83. And then that driver comes in with the route, goes and picks up his route and takes off.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Can I use you guys at my house for Thanksgiving morning?
I was going to say, this sounds like logistical magic to me.
I'm telling you.
That's awesome.
Well, Beth Bronker heads up this. She is the director of our STEP Skilled Trades program, and she does an amazing job. I cannot take any credit for the organization of this event, nor Kristen. Kirsten, I'm sorry, I called you the wrong name. It's because we're on the radio. I get a little nervous.
It's those turkey fumes.
It's also Friday.
Pumpkin pie fumes, all that stuff starting to hit her.
And also, I'm a goofball sometimes. That's just the way it is.
Kirsten, is that true?
She is, and she's so fun to work with, though. Yeah. She really is. She's a blast to work with. I mean, we goof off together. Sometimes we look at each other and we're like, how do we get anything done? Honestly. So
welcome to our world. So kind of take us through, do you do driving? Are you there with the food? Maybe take us through what you do that day.
So this will be my first year of actually being a part of it. So this time last year, I was only working about 13 hours a week, just mainly doing the social media. And so last year I was with my family. This year I'm actually going to be a part of it. So I get to experience it for the first time. So I'm actually really excited. So she did a live stream during it last year. You kind of, in the middle of the plating, in the middle of people grabbing things, it was just like a well-oiled machine. It was the craziest, most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And so I'm excited to be a part of it this year, just kind of taking it in, and I'm going to be wherever anybody needs me. Mm-hmm. So,
do you still need donations?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything in particular?
That we don't know offhand.
Okay.
That's all Beth.
I would say that we're always short on cooked turkeys.
Okay.
So what happens is we have so many people volunteer to actually cook the turkey the week of Thanksgiving. So we have people that will cook turkeys, but we're waiting on frozen turkey donations. So we have a couple organizations that donate a lot of frozen turkeys, but we don't know how many we're going to get.
Yeah.
Okay, so the more people that sign up with our links to actually cook a turkey is minus the amount of frozen turkeys we have to cook, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And also a cash donation is a great gift because that helps us to fill in the gaps. So when we get closer to, if we are missing something or we're short on something, if we have some cash donations, that really does help us as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. Somebody donates all of the potatoes, and we don't have any trouble collecting the green beans and the gravy and all that. But it's usually because not everybody cooks. So, you know, people are a little intimidated sometimes about cooking a turkey. So I just say, you know, get your roaster, throw it in there, put 2 cups of water, you know, butter it up, put a lid on, and 2 hours later, 2.5 hours later, you have a cooked turkey.
Yeah.
Maybe some salt and pepper. That's literally, it's
a little
easy.
Garlic.
Yeah. You don't even have to. No, we're keeping it simple. Salt and pepper.
I don't think anybody's going to complain when they get their turkey meal.
No,
we
get many grateful people.
We
get a lot of phone calls after and people thanking us and, you know, it's people are very appreciative, for sure.
No doubt. I mean, that's just wonderful that you folks do that and all the time and effort. And to have the volunteers, too, is amazing. If folks want to make a donation, Kirsten, what can they just drop down? Can you go online and make donations? I know Sheila mentioned maybe if you want to volunteer, how does all that work?
So there's a couple links that for Google Forms that we had sent out. So if you call us, we can send you an email with those links, just based on what you want to do, whether you want to drive, whether you want to donate food or money, or whether you want to help us you know, with any other things we might need last minute. So that's a great way to do that because that gives you everything you need to know, mm-hmm. all the information you need to know. Yep. So just call us in 740-345-6026.
Go ahead.
And on our website, if you go to our website, you can make a cash, a donation with a card through our website. You just want to maybe make a note that it's for Thanksgiving. You can do it that way as well, or just stop over and see us. We love to give tours, so, feel free mm-hmm. to come
We've
over.
We've been doing that a lot lately.
Because you're not busy enough, right?
And I'd like to remind everyone is that, why we end up with such a huge Thanksgiving list is Meals on Wheels does not deliver on Thanksgiving Day. So we actually even take the whole Meals on Wheels list. So that is a big part of our list because they wouldn't have a Thanksgiving dinner. Some people have no family to be with. So that is really a big part of our list.
So I'm just curious, before we take a break, your drivers, how many trips do they have to make? Is it just they do just the one? Like you said, hey, you're on this yes. route and that's it, huh?
Yes, we only assign one route, and Beth tries to schedule them in one certain area. So if it's an apartment complex, they're just going to that complex. If it's a street, generally speaking, it's just going to be one street or two streets in the area. She really spends a lot of time making sure the routes are very convenient. And probably last year, the biggest route I saw maybe would have been 10 or 11 meals. But a lot of the routes are just maybe 4 to 6 meals. So it doesn't take up a lot of their time in the mornings, and people can still go home to their family and enjoy Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that'd be heck to be driving around 10 Thanksgiving meals. You'd be smelling that the whole time you're driving. You'd be like, whew, I can't wait till I get home.
Remember, the food is chilled.
No, I know, but it doesn't matter.
It's cold,
you're
so.
Still smelling it.
But don't worry. I really am sure people will have some taste of pie and, are popping a little bit of that turkey in their mouth. Because you have mounds of turkey sitting in front of you, a lot.
You would never trust Joel or I around the food. I guarantee you that. You'd never let us around the food. You might not get anything in those packages. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Sheila Klesich and Kirsten Santos with the Lookup Center in Newark. Good looking start to the day. Some sunshine, but clouds will roll in later today. Chance of rain tonight. If you're heading out to Hanover and the Licking Valley Steubenville football game, you might want to take an umbrella with you and a blanket. It's going to be a little cool as well. And then for tomorrow, cloudy skies, scattered showers, high near 65. Now, I don't want to bury the lead, but this is why I enjoy having the both of you in. We were talking off the air about, Sheila says, I don't do anything wrong. I try to always do things by the law. You said you don't go in and outdoor. You won't go.
That's right. I don't.
And you were talking about, taking tests and cheating and that. And I said to you, have you ever run a red light? After you just swore up and down, you've never broken a law. And you said?
I have gone through a red light at 3:30 in the morning.
Look how she's trying to justify
once
this.
In Hebron. Or twice,
yeah. Oh, in
I
Hebron.
Believe.
Yeah, okay, in Hebron. Yeah.
She's trying to justify it, too. In 3 in the morning when I had to get into work. Mm-hmm. So, right. I mean, come on now.
Okay, so I'm not perfect either.
You're close.
But I still do not go in the outdoor at Walmart. I walk over to the enter door, and I go in that side.
Okay.
My husband tries to drag me in through the outdoor. I'm like, no, that's not the right door. He's like, what's going to happen? I'm like, I don't know.
I live in Westerville now, and we went to a Kroger last week with my son, and I was trying to – they have the swing doors.
Where the car –
right there. Yeah, to try and catch people from taking things they shouldn't, and when I was trying to exit – the entrance, it literally had an alarm going off.
Yeah, they
and
did.
So everybody's, my son's like, Mom, that's an alarm. You're not supposed to go that way. And I was like, it'll be fine. And it just kept beeping. And everybody was looking at us. And I'm like, okay, we'll go around the other side. It's fine. He's like, Mom, you're embarrassing me. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was just trying to get out.
Wow, how you like that, Mom?
Now we know why Sheila doesn't go in the outdoor.
I just embarrassed my 11-year-old son. It's fine.
Oh. So. Good example.
Right, exactly.
I want to talk to your husband. He sounds like the rebel rouser.
He is.
They're going out the outdoor and all that stuff. I like
care.
It.
Right.
He doesn't care.
See, us dads and husbands, we don't care. It just doesn't bother us.
Whatever's the quickest.
Thank you.
That would be my husband's explanation for that. Whatever's the quickest. Yes.
Go do it and get it done.
Yep.
We talked about the Thanksgiving meal. Also coming up, obviously, right after Thanksgiving is the Christmas holiday. You have your pop-up shop. And I know how important this is to folks in our community. But there's also some wonderful news about a local charity that's helping you guys this year.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited about our pop-up shop. This year, we're serving more children than we ever have. We're up to about 310 children that we're serving. We work in conjunction with Jobs and Family Services, Salvation Army.
And then Secret Santa of Pataskala.
Yes, and Secret Santa. So we cross-reference our lists, trying to make sure everybody is just covered and that they have some extra gifts for Christmas and have something under the tree. But a really exciting thing happened. So these toys will not be available at the pop-up shop, but in conjunction with the pop-up shop. And just stay tuned for more information, because Sending Hope Ohio is donating to us over 10,000 gently used toys. Now, this is a nonprofit out of Granville, and they're partnering with us this year. And we're so excited to, you know, especially this year, seems to be a lot of need, and we're really excited to be offering these toys. So follow our Facebook page. You know, stay tuned to the Lookup Center if you are in need of some extra toys for Christmas, because we are going to be giving many, many toys away.
That's
I don't
amazing.
Have any specifics, and we have no dates. So just follow us, you know, contact us, and we're going to be blessing a lot of people this year.
So when is the pop-up shop taking place? When do folks need to know about that?
So our pop-up shop is December 10th. Okay. It's a Wednesday. And when people have called in to register, so like she said, we have about 310 kids that are registered. All of those individuals will have a 15 to 20 minute shop time between the hours of 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And so they'll come in, spend about 15, 20 minutes shopping for their kids that are registered. They receive on average, what, 2 to 3 toys per child?
3 at least, and sometimes a little more, depending on the donations.
And each child receives a pair of pajamas as well. So when they did the registration process, they let us know their age of their children, but also their pajama size, so we can make sure we have enough pajamas for all of them. So now we're going through to making sure what sizes we need. So I'm hoping to be able to actually post that, say we need, you know, 10 pairs of pajamas in women's size small or something like that. So we have a little more, make sure we have every size covered that has been given to us. So, but yeah, they'll spend about 15, 20 minutes shopping for their kids and get to pick up some neat things, and everything's unwrapped so they can pick out what they want. And yeah, it's a lot of fun for them.
Is registration closed?
Registration is closed. Okay. Yes.
One exciting thing we did this year that was new to the Lookup Center is we have about 30 boxes, toy donation boxes around town. So we have businesses, some places at the industrial park. We have churches and local businesses that have these boxes and are collecting toys for us this year. So this is new. I don't believe we've ever done it quite on this scale. So that's very exciting as well. So if we have extra toys, we will add to our list as well. Mm-hmm. So we actually have a waiting list, but we just want to make sure that everybody that needs help receives help.
And I like how you guys are working with the other agencies, because the last thing you want, you don't want it to, like, a family to fall through the cracks, because everybody thinks, okay, the Salvation Army, they're going to take care of it. I know families helping families for Ohio means jobs. You want to make sure that everybody gets something. So that's who coordinates all that, because that's got to be. Is that Beth doing that as well? Because that's got to be a headache.
No, Kirsten actually heads up most of the cross-referencing, and she's doing it. This is her first year, really, to work with the pop-up shop. Mm-hmm. So she has kind of taken that responsibility of checking the list, the online donations, and really she works heavily with that part of it.
If you'd have said making a list, checking it twice, I'd have been pretty good with that.
Between the two of us, we already know who's the naughty one. So, and I'm pointing at her right now.
Hey, now.
You just pointed at her as the naughty one. Who runs the red lights?
Yeah, but that was a lot of years ago. I've been forgiven.
Boy, I'll tell you.
She's still actively doing it.
I turn right on red when I shouldn't. I'm so sorry. I do make sure that nobody's around me, though. I do make sure of that.
I'm telling you, one of these days, we should let these two do the show, and you and I just sit and let them ask us questions.
We would love that. You guys do need to be interviewed.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
It wouldn't be a very good show.
Oh, it would.
I could tell you that right now. All right, so you've got the Christmas pop-up shop. You got the Thanksgiving meal. I know you were doing monthly community dinners, but you put those on hold for the holidays, correct? All right, then you have the opportunity store. I mean,
yes.
There's a lot going on. What's that all about?
Well, our store is busier than ever right now. We've expanded a little bit, added more clothing, adding more stock. It's been very steadily just increasing. And then we've been throwing in some special sales. So we just had a Saturday sale, which did very well. We were only open for 3 hours. And it was so busy. I don't even know how to explain it. So look more for that in the future, too. If you're not aware, our opportunity store is a thrift store. We sell clothes for $5 for a whole bag. So it is, we make no money on our store. This is not an income for us. You know, we are really trying to help the community with our pricing. And you can get a whole bag of clothes for $5, all kinds of Christmas decor. I mean, our Christmas shelves get cleaned out every week. So if you're looking to decorate your house and you only have, you know, $10, you can get a lot of items for $10 in our store. We're open on Tuesdays from 9 to 12, and then again Tuesday evening from 4 to 6. Mm-hmm. We probably won't have another special sale until late January or February, but we are planning on having another one of those, and they are very well attended.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about the bag of clothes. Is it potpourri, or do you have it broken down by ages? I mean, so people
yes,
know what they're...
Yes, they are. They're yeah. broken down by men's sizes yeah. from small to, you know... Mm-hmm. 5X.
Husky.
Yeah. They're all, it's pretty easy to shop. I mean, it's very organized, our store is, and it's really nice inside, too. It's really nicely appointed. You know, it looks very good. So people feel good shopping there. You don't have to dig through a bunch of junk.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting the whole organized thing there because I know Beth, mm-hmm. and I know Kirsten now from being here. Mm-hmm. It's you I worry about with the organizational
part.
Yeah,
you should.
And look, she's over here going, eh, maybe.
It's the truth.
You can say Kirsten. It's all right.
She's a spontaneous person.
Okay.
And I love that about her because we actually complement each other very well. Mm-hmm. She's very quick on her feet and she helps me be a little quicker on my feet because sometimes I want too many details and she's like, no, come on, Olivia. Like, let's just do this kind of thing. And then other times I'm like, well, let's think about this for a second, and she's like, oh, okay. So we really work well together. We really do because I
come from a very busy like job in my previous career, and I focus on what the most important things get done first, and I also move as fast as I can. And sometimes I'll even tell people when we were setting up for the gym sale, I said, don't follow me. I said to a couple of volunteers, I'm going to go so fast and I'm going to stress you out. So you do your speed. I do mine. Do not try to match me. I mean, seriously,
self-awareness.
I can do two people's work, you know, at one time.
Yeah. You know, I have no problem with that.
I pay for it later. I'm getting older, you know. I'm like, why did I do all that?
We talked about the volunteers for Thanksgiving Day, the meal and all that. But throughout the year, volunteers, I mean, and I know you've talked about this, Sheila. You wouldn't be able to get done all the things you do Mm-mm. without your volunteers. How do folks, if they want to volunteer, what do they need to do?
Go ahead, Kirsten.
So we actually have had a huge influx of volunteers over the last couple of months. We've had more people walk in the door asking how they can volunteer than I personally have ever seen. And I've only been there since February of 2024, but just I will have people walk in all the time. How can I volunteer? I came in from the shop. I'm interested. What do I need to do? And so there's a couple things you can do. You can call us and just say, hey, I want to volunteer. We'll set up a time for you to come in. We can have a conversation with you, figure out what areas you'd be interested in. We've got all different kinds of areas. We will find some place for you. I promise you.
And if it's even one time or you want to work an event or you want to be a regular, like we don't force you to do it.
Yep.
So if you're free only one time a year and you just want to help us with our coat giveaway or you just want to help with the pop-up shop, you can come in once a year. We have volunteers that we only see one time a year. You know, so
that's because you scared them off. You were working so fast.
I know. Don't watch me. But, you know, you can be a help even if it's a small amount. you know, a lot of smalls add up to one big.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And if folks want to make a monetary donation, just go right to the website, correct?
That's one of the easiest ways to do it. Yeah, if you just go to lookupcenter.org and then click on the button up at the top that says donate, takes you right to our harness page. You can make a one-time donation. You can set up for a monthly donation. And you can select from the campaign. It could say area of greatest need, which is the general way to donate. So.
We also have a roundup option through Harness. That's our platform we use that we don't advertise very much, but we're going to next year. But you can actually round up your purchases, and that comes to the Lookup Center.
Yeah.
So you can set your card up so whenever, you know, you pay, it rounds up. It's just, you know, another little way that you could help.
Sure. Another little way, too, because I actually just got an email about this week. We have 46 families that have signed up through the Kroger app to make us our organization where their extra change goes. And so we've got 46 individual households that have done that so far. So that's also another way, just, you know, a little bit here and there, you know, it all adds up. So.
I know Amazon does that. Yeah. I mean, because folks, and I know we do it for Newark Kiwanis. I mean, you do it at the Kroger, and there are different ways you can do it.
Right.
It's easy. I mean, you just put it in and they take the information. All right. Forget all that. Former restaurant owner.
Yes.
What's your favorite part about Thanksgiving?
My favorite part of the meal. Stuffing. The stuffing is my favorite.
Okay.
And not all stuffing is good, and there's talent to making stuffing.
Okay.
You know, not everybody's stuffing is good. Some people like it in the bird. Some people like it out of the bird. You know, but basically, it's got to have a good amount of seasoning. You've got to have it full of the onions and celery and lots of sage and not too much butter because it makes it super greasy. And then I like mine baked till it's nice and crispy on the top. I'm a crispy stuffing person. You know, what about you? Do you eat stuffing, Kirsten? She's a very particular eater.
I don't eat stuffing.
There you
but
go.
But now you made me hungry for it. So I might have to change my idea on that.
So I don't, but some people, like my dad, loves it in the bird. Some people like it out of the bird. I like it out of the bird. What about you guys?
Well, I'm going to make, we do one in and one out. We put some in and do some out.
Well, not the difference between dressing and stuffing.
Yeah.
Stuffing's in the bird, dressing's out of the bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, we do. The guy down the hall swears by stovetop.
Oh, well, yeah, my husband, too.
Oh, no. He may come running down here right now and ask
he
you to bring him some.
He loves stovetop stuffing.
I can't understand that.
Me either.
I don't understand.
It's consistent.
That's all I think
if
I've
you
ever
like
had.
It, you like
it's
it.
Easy.
I
it's
don't
like
know anything different.
So,
and,
okay, know. I dried my bread. So I buy my bread at the, you know, the reduced bread, the reduced buns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I chop it all up. Yep. I had it sitting on my counter. I have a whole bag of it now, and I leave it sit out till it's as dry as a rock. And you know the bread, you only have half of it left when it shrinks up.
Oh, when it's,
Yeah, that makes the best stuffing. It's really
good
stuffing.
Yeah, see, really we buy stuffing. Four loaves, toast it, cut it early, and let it sit.
Yep, let
and
it
then
sit
do it.
Out.
Favorite? No, we know it. It's not stuffing.
It's not stuffing. It is my dad's mashed potatoes.
Oh.
My dad does mashed potatoes every year. One year he didn't do it, and there was an uprising.
Mm.
So he decided not to do it one year, and that was the one and only time he did not.
So what's the key? I mean, what makes it so delicious?
Love.
I knew she was.
You knew I was going to say that, didn't you?
Yeah, I knew. Dad must be listening.
My mom is actually. So, hi mom. So, but yeah, he does them every year, and he adds some sour cream in there, and I don't know, there could be other things he adds in there that I'm not aware of, but every year that's his signature thing, and it's always a crowd pleaser. My mom makes a pretty good bird, though.
Oh,
so she does.
You better say something to mom.
I know she's actually listening. Mom makes a pretty good bird, so she does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you for all you do. The Thanksgiving meal alone is amazing. I mean, when I saw that you said 1,600 meals, I'm like, holy cow. That's all. Or holy turkey. That's
well, thanks
a lot
for giving
of food.
Us. Yeah, thanks for giving us the chance to explain, you know, what we do at the Lookup Center, because sometimes people don't understand. And every time we're on, we capture a few new people that really didn't know we were around or what we do.
Cool.
So thank you for the opportunity.
Well, regardless of Joel and I, radio does work.
It surely does.
Well, don't worry. We'll have you guys back in. Like I said, maybe I'll just have you sit here and Joel and I'll sit over there. And then
we're
going
to set up a few red lights to see who gets here quicker.
Well, we know Red's right on Red.
Yeah.
We know she's
Yeah, that's
going.
My new nickname, Right on Red. All right.
That or Mommy. Again, I want to thank Sheila Klasich and Kirsten Santos with the Lookup Center in Newark. Thanks so much for all you do. Thanks for coming in today. Be sure to join us Monday. We'll have another edition of Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County.